This podcast is sponsored by FHE Health and their Shatterproof program for first responders.
What makes Shatterproof a very unique program is it's one of the only programs in the country that first responders can go to that is 100% all first responders. Everybody's in pretty bad shape when they get here. And then 30 days later, when you can see the transformation and the difference in people when they've had 30 days of counseling, working with therapists, working with a psychiatrist, getting the neuro treatment, doing the breath therapy that's done here. The transformation that happens with the clients is really humbling to be able to work around and see, because people are getting better here. And it just shows that there's a need for the first responder community to deal with behavioral health issues and take them seriously and offer treatment to people that may need help out there. They should be afforded the ability to come get help when they need help. It has gotten better, but we still have a long way to go.
You know what time it is. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. It's another Monday. It's another week. And you are going to do fabulous. Why? Because you control a lot of it with your thoughts, how you react to stuff. You have much more power than you realize. Special thanks to you, the first responder, the criminal justice professional, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for doing it. And remember this. Remember this. You are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the great work and please be safe. And if you or somebody you know is suffering mental health challenges, addiction challenges, or both, please reach out to FHE Health and their Shatterproof program for first responders. We have many programs at FHE Health. I just work in the Shatterproof program. So if you have a loved one, if you have a relative that needs help, FHE Health can help them. Links are in the show notes. And as you go about your day, I know a lot of you are thinking, life sucks. I am tired of life, tired of getting beat down by circumstances, things that happen to you. And I'm going to tell you this. First of all, that's life. And yes, sometimes it sucks. Life was never meant to be easy. It never will be easy. But I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you. This could change the game in a positive way for you. Now, I know a lot of you, like me, you're on your computer sometimes. Maybe you're on your laptop. Maybe you're on your desktop. And there's one function that we do often, and it's Control, Alt, Delete. You're probably thinking, what the hell is this guy thinking about? But I want you to think that the next time you have a challenge in front of you, Control, Alt, Delete. So let's start with Control. I want you to do this. I want you to control yourself. That's the control part of it. Control, Alt, Delete. Control yourself. Control how you react. Control making that stupid, bad decision that you're going to regret. Control. You have the power. You can control yourself. Okay? Let's move on to Alt. This goes into the mindset aspect of things. Alter your thinking. Whatever the hell you've been doing in the past to land you in the predicament you're in right now, it's not working. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same shit over and over again, expecting a different result. So control. Control yourself, how you react. Take a step back. Deep breath. Alt. Alter your thinking. And you're thinking probably, maybe, Pat, how the hell do I do that? Do something else. Alter your way of thinking. Instead of waking up pissed off sometimes, wake up and start practicing gratitude. You have the power to change the way you think anytime. Believe it or not, you do. You have that power. You just got to tap into it. So control yourself, alter your way you're thinking, the way you're thinking, if it's negative, and delete. What's the delete stand for? Control, alt, delete. Delete the negativity. I know that's difficult, but I'm telling you, you have the power to delete negativity. And a lot of it starts with people, right? How many of you have negative, toxic people in your life? And guess what? You control that. You can delete that negativity. I'm not saying you just cut people out of your life right now, immediately start texting people, but you can distance yourself. This works well with family members that you might not like and that are toxic. Try it out. You can distance yourself, deleting that negativity in your life. This will be a game changer for you. So control, alt, delete. One last time, control yourself. Alter the way you think and delete negativity. Three things, simple on their face, but hard to do, but you can do it because you're a first responder. You can friggin' do anything. So go out there, conquer your day, conquer your week, and stay tuned for more great guests and more great content on the number one criminal justice podcast, Criminal Justice Evolution. All my links are linked up in or on my website, cjevolution.com. I'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned, everybody, for the next show. Be safe until next time.